Everybody crying together. We all came from
Woo! Late LK at Williams. So holding it down, bringing that street geeky nerd. So what is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, coming with a wonderful episode of That's Right, You Best Believe It. I Tell You No Lies. Thumbnails, and we are talking Star Trek Prodigy. Look, you know what? I've got some notes. I've got notes for our team. But first up, make sure to hit that like, subscribe, notifications, thumbs up, thumbs down, share, all the things. You got to do it with all, because if you don't do it, then YouTube be like, yo, man, we ain't recommending. And like, well, you ain't recommending me no way. Look, just do the things. It helps out. Shouts out to everybody who's in the chat early. Shout out to everybody who's up in here on the replay. Regardless of whether you, where you watch it, how you watch it, when you watch it, if you listen, whatever. Thank you. So, let's, oh man, who should, you know, okay. Okay, this is the second episode where Murph did not come through for me. Like, I'm thinking Murph is gonna come through. I'm like, yo, Murph gonna do something. It's gonna be all right. We gonna have Murph come through, and it's gonna be awesome. And it hasn't been awesome. It has not been. What I thought it was going to be. He did not stop Gwen. He did not hinder her. He did not get in her way or create any stumbling blocks whatsoever. Therefore, I'm not pleased with Murph. But on the real, like, I understand. Murph is just like a slug, and what can you really do? You just a slug, just living your slug life. You know what I'm saying? Just eating things and being bubbly and jellified or whatever. So I get it. But we finally get, you know, we learn how to plot a course now. Janeway's giving them the information. I'm like, word, these kids are actually taking heed to some of the wise counsel, all right, of the hologram. All right, Janeway up in there just teaching like a school principal teach. And when it comes to Dal, so Dal is like, all right, we going to go down here. And we going to inspect, because she said, if we don't inspect, she going to tell the Federation on us. And we don't want nobody to know that we exist like that. We want to stay on the low low. She don't know we want to stay on the low, but we going to stay on the low low. So like now what we going to do is just like, you know, basically just go down this planet just so she don't tell on us. Right. As the captain. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to say this, then take it back. As the captain, you can't just leave everybody now. This is Star Trek. Captains be leaving everybody all the time. I don't care. No matter what Star Trek version it is, whether it's like Enterprise, Voyager, DS9, like captains be leaving. That should be like the motto of Star Trek, like captains be leaving. So on one hand, yo, Dal, look, you can't be leaving, man. Like Captains got to be with their crew and be ready to manage stuff, right? But then at the same time, captains always be leaving. Like, no matter what, captains going to be leaving. So, you know, and then, of course, when we saw the cool car, we knew that joint was a wrap, right? You know, like, we knew, like, oh, he going to ride out, and this is going to be what it is. So, I'm not mad at you going off with the car and everybody splitting up, which was a horrible idea when you don't know nothing about this planet. But even though, to their credit, before we go there, Janeway was like, there ain't no life signs on this joint. So still going off on your own is a bad idea. Like, I guess they have to learn the hard lesson of the false sense of security, especially out there in the universe, just flying around, the quadrants and stuff. You can't just be boot scooting up to any old planet and be like, oh, it's all right. Let's just go. I'm gonna just split up. No. All right, teams of at least two, man. And I would prefer three. All right, now, a good thing is neither of them have red shirts. So, I mean, that's a good thing. But we find out on this planet that it's basically, you know, like Zero is like, huh, we got a lot of plants and stuff. But there's like absolutely no nutrients in the dirt or the soil or whatever. Something ain't right. So that's the first thing that we know. Things ain't looking good. But they don't radio into each other. They don't speak to each other. They do have their little scanners and stuff, you know, looking up stuff. So that's a good thing. But communication is key. It's key in situations when you don't know nothing. And you've been on a mining planet your whole life, you don't know nothing. You need to keep the little communicator on your chest, man. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? We find out that the alien or the entity or whatever kind of like gives you what you want, so you stay on the planet and you'll never leave. And like, I don't know, I guess it masks your signature or whatever. It sucks you dry. I don't know what to do. We'll find that out later. But everybody's having their own little experiences. We see that Rock Talk is like, all these little cute Furbies or something, just like hopping around. But Dal sadly sees the back of his parents. And he's never, we learn, you know, it's brought up again, like he's never seen his parents. So he doesn't even know what they look like. He's just kind of guessing at the back of two people that are his species. You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of a sad moment because we know it's something that he'll never have. Which is also something that, like, entities that do, like, the whole fantasy thing to kind of, like, trick you need to do a better job of, like, they need to do a better job of, like, figuring out what you want. Because, like, if they would have turned around and been like, "Dawg, we miss you. Oh, we were looking for you so long, but now it's just two people looking off. There ain't gonna be enough to get him." Then you got Janeway coming up, fake Janeway, gonna come up and be like, "Yo, you know what I'm saying? How you doing, Dal? We up in..." Nah, look, hey. He was like, "You said you couldn't get off the ship. I don't trust you." Which is a good idea, but problem is you didn't keep your communicator on you like you should have. Now, I will give this to him. Once he gets back to the whip, he's like, "Yo, hey, everybody, holla at me." But it's too late then, man. It's too late. It's hit the fan. You're supposed to operate in frequent and clear communication when you're on some strange world, man. Some strange new world. All right? I check this. Not only have we split up the team outside the ship, which should not have happened, we also done left the prisoner by themselves on the ship with Murph. I repeat. They left the prisoner on the ship by themselves with Murph. I don't know. What do they think Murph was going to do? They were sitting around like, "Oh, Murph, you know, like, oh, yeah, Murph's got it." Murph doesn't even have arms, man. Like, all right, now hold up. Because I know somebody going to come in here and be like, "Just because you don't have arms." No, I'm not talking about like some amputee stuff. No. I'm talking about Murph is essentially Jell-O, like, with a smile, all right? Like, this, he's just a space slug, man. What is Murph going to do up against Gwen if she gets all her, like, sword fighting tactics, huh? Nothing. Because that's what we saw happen. Nothing. Okay. So we leave the person on the ship, right? Which was a bad idea. But we leave the person on the ship. Of course, she used her mental powers. You know what I'm saying? Now her mental power, she done connected and got part of the I don't know what you want to call it. She done became part of the I don't even know how to. She done became part of the sword power or something. I don't know how to reference it. So all right, she part of the sword power now, right? Which is, you know, whatever you want to call it. Fine, cool. Is, you know, she's part of the sword power. She gets out and realizes, oh, I know how to do everything on this ship because my dad has been training me secretly to do the ship. Now, and then also, on a side note, she calls him the diviner sometimes. She call him daddy sometimes. Like, you get, like, look, pick. I guess it's like when she by herself, she like, this my daddy. And then when she with him, she like, you the diviner. Because maybe he like, don't call me dad. Maybe he's one of these new dads that don't want to feel old. So instead of calling him dad, you got to call him something else because he don't want to feel old. It's like, you old. Anyway, so she gets out. She can use the ship. Janeway tries to stop her, even tries to get in contact with Dal, but guess what? Can't speak to him. Oh, why? Because Dal don't use the communicator. He ain't even got to communicate with him. How you, look, if, okay, you got your cell phone on silent in the whip. How does that help you now, all right? How does that help you? I don't know. I don't know how that helps you. Want to know why? Because it doesn't. Keep your cell phone, aka Star Trek communicator, keep it on you. And then when she be like, yo, man, somebody taking over the ship, you be like, oh, snap, she taking over the ship, I got to get back. No, you out there standing around looking off into the distance. All right? And the planet ain't even that sweet. I'd have been like, look, let's land right here, take some snapshots, get right back in the ship, see? But no. Don't nobody want to listen. Everybody want to go searching around and get your investigator on. So you know they get back to the ship too late, right? I mean, of course, now, the good thing is, Dal, he can drive. Homie can drive. We've seen his driving skills in the first episode. We've seen his driving skills. So homie can drive. So he picks up everybody, scoops him in the whip, drives back, right? How Gwen gonna come up in here, not only know how to use the ship, not only know how to reprogram Janeway, but then also gonna leave y'all? Like, all right, look, okay. No, hold up. Not only leave y'all, but also snitch on y'all position. She was like, boop. Yo, Dreadnought, check it. I'm here in the Hyperium system, whatever it was. Some with an H, I can't remember. Look, all them systems in Star Trek, I don't be knowing them. Look, she was like, look, I'm on fifth and Figueroa. Holla at me. And they was like, all right, we on our way. So now you snitching. All right, first you breaking out. You a fugitive, all right? Then you snitching. Then you messing with Federation property, all right? There's like a lot of charges on Gwen now. She was also a slaver on the mining colony. So she got a lot of charges. But anyway, now you're gonna leave them? Really? Look, even though you was in jail, ain't nobody leave you. And she did throw that line back at Dal, like, you know, remember when you said maybe we could be friends? He was like, I'll get you a souvenir. He didn't say nothing mean. Now, of course, he ain't letting her out. Why would you? You tried to cut us, all right? With your sword, your little magical golden sword. Yeah, you tried to cut us with that. So, no, you're going to stay your butt in jail. So she going to leave everybody. But guess what? You can't leave neither. You want to know why? Because now the little vines, the little mind control vines then took over the ship, all right? Pulling the ship down. You done seen your daddy. He ain't even got no, he ain't even the Nevada juice no more. All right? Even though he outside the juice anyway. Unless they make, did they make him? I don't think they made her dad no more juice. He's outside the juice now, I think. Anyway, that's beside the point. Look, man. It's annoying. It's extremely disheartening to see our team screw up this bad on their first planet. Like, I would have liked to see them doing, like, at least trying to do right, and then maybe something bad happened. But they just went out willingly. They thought they was on spring break or something out there. All right? And then Gwen about to get on my nerves. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a character turn for Gwen. She about to get on my nerves. Good Lord. Because, look, she done messed up the ship. The ship done got messed up the thrusters, so that's dead. Then she took the shuttle, wrecked that joint. Now we ain't got nowhere to go. We stuck on the planet. Zero done already found the engine of another ship down there. Who knows what else is trapped on this planet? Man, the only thing that might be positive out of this situation when we get to the next episode is that maybe Dreadnought gets trapped on this planet and then they get to get out and Dreadnought's trapped forever because he's in, you know, his fantasy of, I don't know, killing people or something. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about these kids. I know the kids. But nobody even tried to stick together. They just was just like, psh, we gonna be out. And Dow just, you know, man, come on, Hamal. All right, come on. You're killing me out here. You're killing me. So with that said, guys, you know what I'm saying? That's your quick catch up. That's my thoughts. Star Trek Prodigy, man. They are now screwed by Gwen. And Gwen is selfish, and she's a snitch, and, like, I don't know, just not a good person. Well, I mean, you know what? Maybe she is a good person, but just, man, I don't know, man. Maybe it's like they say on Shrek, it's the layers and the onion. You got to pull back the other onions to get to the middle onion, and then that's where a good person is. I don't know. Anyway, look, guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you down in them comments. Let's talk Star Trek Prodigy. Also, very good thing. Next week, we won't only be talking Star Trek Prodigy, we'll also be talking Star Trek Discovery. Because Discovery will be back. At least I think. Discovery comes back on the 19th, right? Like, matter of fact, let me check real quick. I'm pretty sure Star Trek Discovery comes back on the 19th? Maybe? I'm not sure. Let's see. When does this come back? Yeah, the 18th. So yeah, we're gonna be back. So next week we'll not only be talking Prodigy, but we'll be talking Discovery. You guys know I love Star Trek Discovery, so we'll see what crazy wild stuff they get into this time. I'll probably still be missing some of our crew. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, because last season we lost a couple members. They went on their own journeys and their own paths. I'm not going to try to spoil it in case you haven't seen last season or in case you don't know the show. I'll wait until we actually do the show. But so if you haven't seen Star Trek Discovery, I'll just keep it vague and say, last season, there's a couple of key characters that took their own journeys. And sadly, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we'll see them again. I mean, maybe. We probably will. You never know. But I'm hyped. I love the show. I've loved it since the first frame. Yo, Paramount is killing it on that show. So anyway, guys, I'm out. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. You know what I'm saying? Hit that thumbs up if you like what you see. Hit that thumbs down if you hate it. And don't forget to subscribe, share, tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your cousin, and your ex-girlfriend that, yo, Nerd Soul got that heat, got that fire. And podcast for listening, Spotify for music. We're going to leave y'all with P.L. Parker Lewis and some Arcatron from us to you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for hanging with us. Thank you for chilling. And of course, peace.
I'm the man, yes, sir, to kill the bear, barehanded, so the people won't.